CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Would you like some strawberry jam on your toast?
No, darling, this is fine. Now, don't get up.
No, it's no trouble if you'd like it. You've been so good about sticking to our diet for weeks now. I thought maybe you might like just a dab of strawberry jam.
No, thanks, honey. I'm used to just plain toast now. Besides, I would rather you just sit still and have breakfast with me instead of jumping up every 2 minutes to get something.
It wouldn't take me a second to get out a jar of jam, dear.
Sweetheart, I don't want it.
All right.
Now, I wish when you call me to a meal, you'd have everything on the table so we could sit down together. You know, you're just like my mother. Back home, mother always gets everybody to the table. Then she brings the food in, and all during the meal, she hardly sits down long enough to eat anything herself. She's just jumping up and rushing around and out in the kitchen and back.
Now, the reason women do that.
Now, I remember once saying to her that I hoped I got a wife who would sit at the table with me when we ate instead of just flying back and forth.
The reason women don't put all the food on the table is it'll be cold by the time their husbands get there. You know, you never come to the table the first time I call you. Now, admit it, dear, I always have to round you up.
Well, all right, maybe so, but at least for breakfast.
Well, I don't want to fry your egg until you get down here. Otherwise, it'd be stone cold, which you hate.
All right, forget I said anything. Oh, by the way.
What?
I have been meaning to ask you, and you haven't mentioned it, what happened about our old washing machine?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Well?
I said I'd handle the matter. I don't even want to discuss it.
Take it you haven't handled it yet, huh? Now, well, come on. Bring me up to date. Is there any more hot coffee?
Yes. No, I've nothing good to report. I've been on the phone endlessly. I've had all my friends trying to find a man with a truck. One minute somebody calls up to say they found one. Next minute they call back to say the man doesn't have a truck, or he did but he sold it, or he did but it's broken down, or... However, Myra has a lead on something. She's calling me today.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Now, what are you getting up for?
Getting you some more hot coffee.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you, darling.
May I help you?
Well, I hope so. I was downtown, so I thought I'd just stop in and get some information. I'd like to have something moved.
Well, we're a moving company. What is it you want moved?
It's a washing machine.
Just one washing machine?
Yes, and a friend suggested that I find out how much it would cost to put it on a van load that was going... That way it has to go. I mean, if you didn't have a full load, you know, and could take it, that it would...
Oh, where's it going?
Mazeppa. It's a small town on the other side of Lake...
I know where Mazeppa is, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But we don't have any van loads going that way now. You'd have to wait until we did. Otherwise, we could have it moved for you, but frankly, it would be pretty expensive.
Yes, I know. No, that's the whole point. I don't want to spend any more than I have. You see, it's our old washing machine. We bought a new one rather than put any more money into having the old one repaired. And then my husband's mother asked us if we would give our old one to this family she knows in Mazeppa who needs one. And we said yes, without thinking of how we were going to get it to them. And it's just the biggest headache.
I'm in the moving business, but I don't like to see people spend money if they don't have to. The cheapest way would be to put it in the back of a station wagon and drive it there yourself.
Oh, I've gone through all that. I'm sorry, but I'm really just nearly at my wit's end. It's too heavy for us to do it. My husband has a bad back anyhow, so he shouldn't be lifting heavy washing machines.
Well, those machines weigh 300-400 pounds easy.
Yes, I know. That's what he said. And he doesn't feel that he should ask any of his friends either. And the repairman has been so nice, he's tried to help. He knew a man who could drive over on a Sunday, but he had to find a truck. By the time they found a truck, the man couldn't go, or the truck couldn't because it wasn't insured to cross a state line or something. Oh, I don't know. My friends have tried to find people they know, and trucks have just gotten so involved. Oh, and then on top of everything, we've had to pay $42 to have the old washing machine repaired because the family that we're giving it to is hard up, and it's, we felt that we ought to. Well, really, I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but it's just...
Well, let's see. Mazeppa's at least 200 miles. The cheapest we could move it for you would be about $40. Then you'd have to wait for a van load going that way.
$40? Look, we're giving this to a family with six children.
Sorry. I'd like to help you, but those are our rates.
But look, I thought you said Myra had found somebody with a truck.
She called me this noon and said the man had sold his truck. So, I was going downtown. I stopped in this moving company in desperation. $40 would be charged, and then we'd have to wait for him, you know, for a full van load before they...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We are not spending any $40. Look, we just spent $42 getting the Dondo machine repaired.
I know. Just don't yell at me. Just don't yell at me, please. It was your mother who asked us to give the washer to these people.
I'll get Mother on the phone right now. I'll tell her we've had just enough trouble over this thing. Just forget about it. We're certainly not spending any more money.
We have had it repaired.
I don't care.
We've already gone to that expense. Now, if you just let me finish, I haven't told you what has...
Look, William, I'm tired. I've had a hard day at the office, and frankly, I am fed up to the teeth with this washing machine.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
For the past week, I haven't even bothered you. I've been the one who has spent hours on the phone trying to do something. Hours.
You are the one who insisted on going through with it. I told you a week ago. In fact, I warned you a week ago that in the long run it would be cheaper. Now, you remember this, and more sensible to send a check to this family so they could buy a new washing machine.
No, well, it isn't the same thing. Anyhow, we can't afford to send a check for a new washing machine. Why should we send them a check?
I don't know. You felt sorry for them. You wanted to do something.
Well, I merely thought we could give them our old washing machine since we were buying a new one and didn't need two. That wouldn't kill us. I have no objections.
None. I think it's fine to help people out. Now, don't get me wrong, but this whole transaction has gotten completely out of hand, and I think it's just downright stupid. Just stupid to pay out $42 to have that old washer repaired, then another $40 on top of that. Another $40 on top of that to get it transported 200 miles.
Well, if you will listen, the moving company man suggested that I go to a trucking company. So, he told me where one was, trucking company, and I went over there.
You went over there?
Yes.
What do they want to move it?
Well, he said they could truck it over to Mazeppa for about $15.
$15?
Let's
do it. What are we waiting for? I'm so sick of this whole thing. It'll be worth $15 just
But it has to be bolted down to something or something, and it has to be crated.
Crated?
And, yeah, that's what he said. They can't be responsible for it if it isn't packed for shipping. So we would have to pay somebody to come out here and crate it securely. Well, I looked in the phone book, but I didn't know what to look under. I mean, what is a man or a company called who crates things?
A crater.
Stop.
I don't want to be facetious
about all this.
Now, look, all right.
Darling, okay, all right.
Now, I understand. Now, let's just put a stop to this nonsense right now, once and for all.
Crater.
Yeah, crater. All right.
Your mother promised this woman that she could have our old washing machine, and the woman is so thrilled. Your mother sent me the letter the woman wrote, and she's been washing clothes by hand.
Well, for six children. I'm very sorry about that. But don't tell me that again.
How can you say we should forget all this nonsense? It's hardly nonsense. We said we'd give them the washer. We gave our word. The woman is waiting for it, looking forward to getting it. Why even wake up in the middle of the night and worry because we haven't gotten it to her?
Yeah, all right, I know. Well, I find it hard to remember how we got ourselves into this position, but we did. So somehow we better go through with it. But look, I am not going to spend $40 more to get into these people. Now, that's final. Seems pretty silly to go to the expense of having the darn thing crated.
What else can we do?
We'll borrow the Lundell station wagon, since... Anne offered it to us.
I don't think you should be lifting a heavy washing machine.
I don't think I should either, and I don't intend to. We've got a high school boy working in the office for the summer.
High school boy? Why, he couldn't lift a washing machine.
Oh, this one could. He could lift six of them. He's probably 6 feet three, weighs 185 pounds if he weighs an ounce. He's solid muscle. He could probably lift it with one hand. He was on a football team. So he's probably got some husky friends. I'll call him and I'll see if he can get a friend to help out. You know, then drive to Mazeppa on Saturday with the station wagon.
You'll have to pay him a little something.
Well, that's all right. Sure, I expect to. I'll give him $10.
Well, won't do it for $10. Seems to me the kids these days make more than...
He'll do it. Don't worry about that. He's anxious to get a permanent job with the company. He'll do it.
Well, could you call him now? See if he'll do it? I mean, so we can get it settled. We can call your mother, you know, and have some good news for her to...
Well,
tell that woman.
I was
going to
go for a swim, but all right, I'll call, and I'll get this thing settled.
Yes. No, you... Wait a minute. Please, would you just let me get a word in?
Who in heaven's name is your father yelling at like
that? All right.
Over the phone. Dear?
No.
Dear?
I told you all that before.
Dear?
Yes.
Dear,
yes.
Who in the world are you talking
to? Well,
about?
All I can say is it's the last time I'll ever try to do anything for anybody. Well, I am sorry. Now, look, Mother, we have spent three weeks trying to arrange it. Just now, I've spent an hour tracking down this fella. I got it all settled, see? Everything was arranged. Sure, I... Yes, then I call you.
What is the matter?
Okay, if that's the way it is, there's no point talking about it. We'll be seeing you. Yep. Love to Dad. Okay,
dear,
goodbye.
Dear. I don't think you should talk to your mother like that and hang up so abruptly. What is the matter?
You are not going to believe it. You are not going to believe it.
Well, I'd like to hear it anyhow. What's happened?
Mother had a letter today from this woman we were giving our washer to. Now she doesn't want it.
Doesn't want it?
No.
Why?
She bought a new one.
Well, she knew I was trying to arrange it. I dropped her a note. I said we'd get it to her as soon as we could. I had all the time.
I'm telling you what I was told. I can't help it. There it is.
Well, why didn't your mother call me as soon as she heard from the woman?
I don't know.
Would have saved me going downtown to the moving company and the trucking company and all millions of phone calls I made and your phone calls just now. I know your mother didn't call today because Mrs. Tenney was here cleaning and she wouldn't
Mother was
to...
waiting until the long-distance phone rates change.
Oh!
Sure, you know, Mother. She bought me out for calling at 5:30 just now. I tell you... You try to do something for somebody, see?
Well, now we have two washing machines. What do we do with the old one?
I don't know. You tell me. We'll put an ad in the paper, I guess, and try to sell a darn thing.
At least maybe we'll get the money back we put into repairing it, dear.
Boy, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, she is my mother, you know, and I love her. But I was so darn mad when my mother told me... Yes, it is.
It's not your mother.
Well, all right, but
it's... Not your mother.
She could have called us and...
It's been 3 weeks since we said the woman could have it. And maybe this woman thought that by getting herself a new washing machine, maybe somebody given her some money or something, that she was saving us the trouble of getting our old one to her, you know.
Now I got to get on the phone and cancel everything. Everything I just spent an hour getting set up.
Yeah, you spent an hour. I spent 2 weeks. All right, you go ahead and do that, and by that time, dinner will be ready, dear.
I can't get over it. Don't you sometimes wonder about people?
Sometimes. Every day. Now go on, make your phone call.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Martin, thank you.